This will be Claude Shepard at his home in Gainesville on Williston Road. Same date. So that I can...
Well, I never did study this.
How'd you learn?
I don't know myself. I just went stealing strings when I was 7 years old and hide them out, crawl under the house and hide them, steal mama's scissors and cut them out. And then I'd get a whipping for all of that. But I meant that I was going to learn to build a whip. And my parents did not want me to learn the trade, but I went on to. Well, I accomplished some. I never have been perfect. I don't call myself professional or anything. And I'll give you one of my cards that says, just practical. Whenever you use the term professional, you have drawn a line between you and the other world. I never studied under one of anybody else. I have showed people how to do things, and I've never seen no kind of a piece of leather work I couldn't do.
Well, where did you grow up?
The little town Chieflin over there, Florida.
Did they have a lot of bullwhip makers, or?
No.
No.
There's only four of us left in the state.
Really?
And
where
I
are
teach.
The other ones?
They scattered around all over the state, and a lot of them will build one, but they won't repair them. And I do a lot of repair. I even teach as far as Seattle, Washington, like correspondence and cutaway patterns.
Oh, gosh. That is beautiful, Ben.
And I do a lot of entertaining and teaching and showing these 4-H club member kids, you see, and all that.
Right. Do you
and then
still...
I donated my talent from the time they opened up yonder until May of 1961. I retired and left these two whips up there to be put on review. And I bet I've had 100 people come to me at Raising Sand because I couldn't see them up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got here this year, so we'll have to, you know.
Yeah, that,
you'll
have to... that taking a kind of a slump up there, and I hope that they get it revised.
Well,
when y'all
like
want
to have
this program you was talking about now?
This would be next Labor Day. That weekend, yeah.
All right,
and
I'll be up there.
Great. That would be great. I'd like to have your wife come, too.
Well, I hope she
know.
Does. She used to go with me when I was... would work up there, and she worked with me once or twice, but she don't like it. And whenever you and I cut the quill from their and cigarette from their mouth, these 14-foot whips. I'll show you my show whips.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Let's see. Did you want to donate a whip to the archive, or
yeah, I'll carry it up there. When I come up.
Great, that would be
I'll show
be
you
great.
The whips out there.
Oh yeah, I'd love to see them.
And all of that, that's some more of my work, my sermon. I made that. And
did you make this?
That's a dining table.
Beautiful. What's that
and,
made out of? What
old
kind of
antique
wood?
Pine that the trees was cut in 1835 and a house built out of it in 1963. My son tore it down and built a school there for a county up in Georgia.
Beautiful.
And that's where
work.
We got the lumber. And that coffee table.
That is.
She bought it sight unseen, and it I brought it in like stove wood in my arms. And I put it back together and cut the pedestal down and made that table.
That's beautiful. I love your antiques. They're really nice.
Well, everything here we got mostly is old like us. Just come right on through.
Okay, right through here?
Right through here.
Okay.
I go in and out every way in the world. Any house is too good for me to go through or in and out at, or I don't...
I know. Okay. Let me just... Oh, this is your workshop
yeah,
in here?
Workshop. I retired from 46 and a half years of climbing poles and rodeoing and put in this leather business.
Well, you used to be a rodeo man?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went down to the United States and Mexico.
Great.
On poles out there every day and climb Kramer bulls and bucking bronc at night.
Oh.
This is my little domain. That's
aren't
the merchantable whips there that I make for these ranchers and cattlemen and all like that. And now this is my show whips.